great stuff that we're going to share with you today. Oh, there comes the music. You know what? That music just gets me going. It really does, and it should be for you, too. And if you're not having a good time with it so far, just raise your hands in the air like you just don't care. Get just a little exercise, kind of wiggle around a little bit, get power going in your body, and know that we're getting ready to take you to the next level. So I believe we got Juliet from Oregon that's going to come out and share some good information with you, good inspiration, and really be able to give you some good news so you can have more for your family and more information. And I know last week you got a lot of good stuff out of what she had last week. So Julianne in Oregon, take it away, my friend, and let's take them to the next level. Julianne, over to you. Julianne is not here, or Julianne is here. I don't know if Julianne is here. What's today? Today's Thursday.
Hey, I'm here, guys. I'm here. I was just signing a lady up. Signing up at 3,500, what can I say?
Oh, girl, that's what we're talking about.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Annette. Thank you.
Good morning, Julianne. Thank you so much for all that you do, and thank you for your little goodness that you sent. Thanks so much, dear.
Oh, you're welcome. Guys, what an awesome day. It's a sunny day here in Oregon. That's a blessing, let me tell you. We're going into the winter months here. I know you know all about that, Annette. Today, guys, I want to talk a little bit about the invitation, okay, before the call, what we do before the call. And we've got people on this call here today that have been here for, you know, a year, 2 years, a month, a few months, a week, a day, all different types of people. And you guys that have been here for a while, you hear these leaders on the call and other people on the call here that are, you know, all these new folks coming on. They've experienced this, you know. You guys have this down pat. You've already experienced the happy truck pulling up and the driver getting out and coming up to your door. And you close that door and you get a big old smile on your face and you open up that package and there's those $3,500 bills and you count them and they're all there. Wow. You know, it works. You know, you already know it works. When you get on the phone, you don't have to hope it works. You don't have to pray it works. You know it works. It's already worked for you. You don't have those questions. So today, I really want to address, you know, the brand new folks. You know, the folks that are just getting started, just getting ramped up, or maybe you're starting over because you were trying to reinvent the wheel. A lot of us do that. I've done that in the past, okay? Reinvent the wheel. Don't follow instructions. Make it too complicated. You know, I mean, if you're struggling out there and maybe restarting, and I give you permission to restart. If you've reinvented the wheel and you weren't paying attention, start over. Today is day one, okay? And so some of the stuff I'm going to cover here today is going to be, you know, back to the basics, real basic stuff, almost kind of stupid simple stuff for someone who already knows it and they've experienced it. But you guys remember, any of you have been here for a couple of weeks and you've heard me on the training calls, you know, my background, I was so introverted and so scared to talk on the phone, to speak on the phone with live people, absolutely petrified. That I had to literally learn how to say hello because I said hello with fear, and people picked up on that. I was shaking when I said hello. You know, the simplest little things that most people do, you know, they just take it for granted. They do it naturally. I was very, very nervous about. So I had to study how to learn how to say hello. Isn't that goofy? So that's how basic I want to get back to today, the basics. And what it all boils down to is fear, you know. Now, what does fear stand for? False evidence appearing real. So what are you guys afraid of? I know what I was afraid of. You know, I was afraid of making mistakes. You know, most people, when they're brand new, they fear that they lack credibility because they're new. I hear this a lot from new people. I felt the same way when I was new, okay? You feel that you're lacking credibility, okay? You don't have a story yet. Oh, my gosh, my inviter this, my inviter that. What if they ask me a question, you know? Well, that fear of being new, have you ever guys heard of ignorance on fire? Okay, this is powerful. I've had so many people get started, they just jump in. It's like the racehorse with blinders on, okay? They don't see anything. They're not worrying about making a mistake. They're not going to be bothered with that. They're not worried about any of that stuff. All they do is get on the phone, and they take action. They do invitations. They're excited. All of a sudden, people are calling them back like crazy. They don't even know what they're talking about yet. They're just excited. you know, and they're projecting excitement, that law of attraction, okay? What do they get back? Excitement. They're projecting excitement. They get back excitement. And they don't know anything yet. I've had people qualify in, like, hours because they're so excited and that's what they're attracting, okay? So if you fear being asked how long you've been here or that you're lacking that credibility, you're focusing on that, you know, you're going to attract that very thing. You're going to attract people who are going to be asking about your credibility. It's really funny that way, okay? Or they're going to ask about the credibility of what we do or how long you've been here or how much you've made. Because that's what you're thinking about. That's what you're worried about. That's what you're going to attract. Okay, so guys, get over it, okay? It's good to be new. It's exciting. It's awesome. This is a life change for you guys. This is amazing. It's a new door opening for you. It's a chance to help so many other people change their lives. Start focusing on that. How can you help people? How can you help other people? Start turning your focus to how awesome this is and how you can help that person you're talking to on the phone. Okay, that's what you want to be thinking about, okay? Now, other things that we fear, making the mistake. That was my big fear. I was going to say something wrong. I was going to say something stupid, you know, which let me tell you, I did many times, you know, say the wrong thing. But my fear is what made that happen, you know. You got to learn to laugh at yourself. You make a mistake, say, hey, that didn't work out so well. Next, move on. Have fun with it. You know, if you're upbeat and you're having fun, you're going to attract people who are upbeat and they're having fun. Okay? They don't care if you make a mistake. You know, you're having fun. That's what you're going to attract. Okay? Now, sometimes we fear the questions, the questions themselves, that we're going to get questions about whatever it is, and they seem to be just this huge obstacle. So you're fearing questions. I'm going to get a question. You could lose a prospect by mishandling a question. Some of you have been on the phone, you've probably had that happen. Lord knows it happened to me plenty of times, okay? But the reason that we mishandle the question is because we fear them, and we fear them because we're not sure what our responses should be. We haven't rehearsed them. We don't really know what they should be. We haven't taken the time to do it, okay? So let's talk about the invitation, what type of questions you're going to get, and how to handle the questions. So this is for new people, maybe older people you want to refresh. This is kind of some fun things that I do. Now, first thing I do, before I do anything, guys, before you do anything, make sure your workspace, or I call it your fun space, is clear of negativity. I'm going to take a drink of water here, guys. Sorry about that. Okay, so if you have bills you can't pay or bills, period, they should not be in your fun space, okay? They should not be there. Okay, you're coming in here, you're going to have fun. You don't want to be looking at bills you can't pay, okay, or collection notices or things like that. If you're dealing with that stuff like I used to have to deal with, okay? Also, anyone who's negative in your family, negative relatives, somebody who's negative and brings negativity into your life, you shouldn't have their picture in your office. You shouldn't have their name in your office. How about negative spouses? Oh, my gosh, I have seen spouses do so much damage. Okay, guys, you have to figure out a way. If you have a negative spouse, that person needs to be, you need to have your space, and that person needs to not come into your space, okay? You know what I'm talking about, some of you. A spouse hovers over you just waiting to pounce on you, you know? Have you made any money yet? You know, you're barely picking up the phone. Made any money yet? You know, I told you it wasn't going to work. They put all that negativity into your mind. You got to get that out, away from you. So that cannot be in your fun space, okay? Make sure you have your own space. And then before you start making calls, guys, I love the money, money, money song. That gets me excited in the morning because I start picturing the happy trucks. But, you know, do something, you know, that's real positive for you. Get yourself in a space. Think about positive things. You might have a hobby, things like that, that really, you know, what are your goals? What are you looking to do? You want to buy a new house? And spend some time really visualizing that. That's a really important thing to do every day. And, you know, visualize abundance. What that's going to mean for you, what that's going to mean for your family, okay? What are you trying to do with that abundance? You know, what are you trying to accomplish here, okay? And picture yourself signing someone up. I was just doing that a minute ago. That's why I was late getting on the call. Okay, so picture yourself signing somebody up. You're talking them through the sign-up process, okay? You take them to the website, you know, you get them on there, give them your ID number, okay? And, you know, and picture the whole process. You're having them fill out the forms, telling them how to package up the money, you know, and then they call. Pretty soon they call you. Picture this. Close your eyes and picture it. They call you with the tracking number. You know, I just talked to this lady probably an hour from now. She's going to call me with a tracking number, okay? She's got her package sent off. Okay, so picture that. She calls you with the tracking number. Now you can go online. You can track your package. Go to FedEx.com or whatever service and go track your package, and you can see it. You'll see it going from one destination to the next, coming closer and closer to you. Maybe you have trouble sleeping tonight, okay? Next morning, you see it's on the truck for delivery. Yeehaw, okay? So picture this stuff. And then guess what happens? Picture the truck pulling up in your driveway, that FedEx truck or whichever service it is. They pull up in your driveway. The driver gets out. He's got a package in his hand. You see it, you know, but you don't open the door yet. You wait till he comes up to the door, let him ring the doorbell, you know, but you're in anticipation, you know. He gives you something to sign. He hands you the package. You grab it. You close the door, you know. You're smiling really big. You tear open the package, okay, and you pull out the 35 $100 bills. You count them, and they're all there, 35 $100 bills. What does it feel like? Think about how does that feel? How does that make you feel? And imagine if you had several of those packages. I've had seven in a day, okay? So imagine that. Several of those packages. What's that going to mean to you and your family? How many people are you helping, okay? So now you're ready to make some calls, okay? You're picturing that. You're seeing that. That's going to happen, okay? No question in your mind. You hear all these other folks on the line. It's happening for them. It'll happen for you. Okay, pick up your list. You start making calls. Now, guys, when you're making calls, you're the interviewer. You're not the interviewee. If the interviewee is trying to jump over your desk, okay, and be the interviewer, that's when the call's got to be cut. And it's important to always be in lead abundance, okay? Have more leads. You always hear Annette talking about having the 75 leads, you know, a day. You want tons of leads. Why? Because if you have more leads than you can call, you're never going to feel attached. If you just have 10 leads in front of you, you're going to be very attached to those leads. But you can be very detached when you have a lot of leads, because if you have some clown that's trying to keep you on the phone, trying to explain everything to him, and you're looking at a pile of 100 or 200 leads, my goodness, you're going to very quickly say, geez, I could have talked to three more people in this time. This little clown's had me on the phone here. This is stupid. So you can be detached. Okay, so now you got lots of leads. I want you guys to picture yourselves as the CEO of your own corporation, okay? And you're sitting in your executive suite. You're behind your big old executive desk, beautiful, all the fuss and frills in your office, and, you know, some rare expensive wood desk. It's gorgeous. You know, and you're getting ready to interview for a very important position in your firm. Your assistant's placed an ad, okay? And you've got people jammed up in the lobby, lined down the hallway in the elevator, okay, and down the street, people, hundreds, okay, applying for this $250,000 position. It's an important position. You guys know unemployment these days, those kind of jobs don't come along every day, okay? Okay, so you give the signal now. You're ready for the first person to come in. He comes in and he sits down and you say your hellos. He's got his suit on like everybody else. Everybody, they want to impress you, right? They want to impress you, okay? And you start asking questions about his background, his credentials, about his desire. You want to know what he can bring to the table. Now, remember, you've got hundreds of people lined up outside, okay? You got to interview them. Got to pick out the best candidates before you can go home today. That's lots to do, okay? So you're also like, oh, this is going to be a long day, okay? Okay, going to interview all these people. And now you ask this guy a question. And he stops and he interrupts you, and he says to you, you know, and he demands to know, what is this position? What is this all about? You know, cut to the chase. Tell me what this is. What would I be doing? Blah, 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 taking control of the interview, okay? Now what are you going to do, guys? Let's see. You got a pain in the you-know-what sitting here in front of you who can't follow simple directions, answer questions, and you got hundreds of people in the lobby. What do you say? Next. Of course. I mean, you don't even have to think, hesitate for a second. You're not going to put up with this. Okay, you don't have to put up with that kind of crap. That's when you do the takeaway, a strong takeaway. Boom. He's gone, next guy in, okay? We're looking for desire, not this kind of stuff, okay? It's no difference here, guys. That desire, that's what we're looking for, okay? Think about it, 1,000-plus a day. We have people doing a lot more than 1,000 a day here, okay? The person who has desire, they're hanging on every word you say, okay? They're taking notes before you tell them to take notes. They're already writing down before you told them to grab the pen and paper. You ever had those? You say, have you got a pen and paper? Oh, I'm already taking notes. They're already writing. That's who we're looking for, okay? They're eager, okay? They open up with you. They answer your questions. They tell you more than you want to know, just trying to make, you know, sell themselves on you, you know? They're trying to sell themselves to you. They follow instructions. They don't interrupt. They're eager. And I base how long I'm going to talk to them on how much desire I hear. That's what I'm listening for, okay? So now we know what we're looking for, desire, right? Ready to pick up the phone and dial? Okay, you guys only have a few seconds here to make a good impression and to get their attention, okay? So in person, you can go up to someone when you meet them and you can introduce yourself and extend your hand and you can smile and make eye contact. And if you have a nice smile and establish that eye contact, what do you get back? A nice smile and eye contact usually, unless they're introverted like I used to be. But, you know, that's what you're going to attract. And they're immediately drawn to you. You know, they want to talk to you. They want to know more about you. And if you listen to them, they like you even more. Okay? So we've got to do all these things over the phone. You've got to reach through the phone. You've got to reach through that phone. You almost have to be a little bit more animated. I mean, you hear a lot of these trainings. I probably do this too, you know. I mean, my voice inflection, you know. You have to be a little more animated over the phone because you've got to do all that. They can't see you. Of course, we have an advantage. They can't see that you didn't comb your hair today or you're in your PJs, right? But you know, you've got to reach through that phone with your smile. They can hear the smile. They can hear the smile. They can hear your sincerity. They can hear the eye contact. They can hear that they've got 100% of your attention, okay? So, and that's what you've got to convey over the phone. Example, I had my ex-boyfriend. And, you know, I watched him. He was like a magnet. And I couldn't understand why people were so drawn to him. And, you know, I was working on my introvert thing at the time. And, you know, I started paying more attention to what he did, you know. And he's a handsome guy, but, you know, I've dated handsome guys, no big deal. For some reason, people were really, really attracted to him. So I studied him. Just one second, guys. My mouth is really dry this morning for some reason. Okay, anyway, so, and it was almost weird. Like the pizza delivery driver would come up to the door and was like in love with him. And I'm like, you know, male or female, it didn't matter. They just, you know, big old smiles and hi. They didn't even know who they were. You know, they didn't know him, but they really liked him. So, you know, I watched what he did, his body language, what he said, how he said it. It was never a quick little short, you know, hi, how are you, you know, kind of put you off kind of thing. Our quick little half smile and hello. He stopped whatever he was doing, no matter who the person was. He stopped. He looked directly into their eyes. He gave a huge, warm smile, okay? And then he would say, he would usually get their name, you know, but if not, it would always be, hi, or hi, Frank. And he would drag it out, you know. It sounded like it was a minute long. And they would look up, hi, how are you, you know? And I was like, wow, that was just amazing. I would watch how he did that. It was just amazing. And just that extending that hello and that warm smile that he would convey to them. And, you know, people love to talk about themselves, so, you know, he'd get them to talk about themselves. They love to hear their name, guys. That's why you see in the scripts that you say their name. So, but what I learned from this, guys, is you can do this over the phone, okay? And, you know, all you need to do is when you, you know, loosen up a little bit. You don't want to be all professional, you know. You don't want to say, you know, hi, Mary, this is Juliana returning your call about an ad you responded to, okay? Then you're going to get back kind of stuffy. That's what you're going to get back if you're that way. But, you know, I have fun with it. You know, hey, Mary, this is Juliana returning your call. How are you doing today? And she hears that smile. Okay? She hears the smile. I'm having fun. The more I make calls, yeah, I'm not even warmed up yet this morning, guys. The more I make calls, the more fun I have, okay? She doesn't have a clue who I am yet, you know, she doesn't want to say she doesn't know me, you know, because she likes me already, you know, she wants to know who I am. I just elevate her spirits. You know, she's having a bad day, now she's having a pretty good day. If she's having a good day, she's having a great day. Just because I called her and I smiled at, you know, said hello, you know. So I've done that now. I've made a good first impression. She likes me already. Now I want to get her attention, okay. So I don't care what kind of lead I have. I don't care what it is. I want their attention right away because I don't want to hear I don't have time right now. If I got them on the phone, I'm keeping them on the phone, okay? So I'm going to say to them, Mary, you responded to an ad about generating over $1,000 a day, and then I shut up, okay? Well, she may not remember any ad about $1,000 a day, but she's looking. We know she is because she's on some kind of a list, okay? And she's going to say, oh, yes. Who would say, oh, no to that, okay? So now I've got her attention. You guys see how this is? You new folks, you know, work on this, you know. The more you do it, the more comfortable you get with it, and the more fun you have, the more positive response you get, and it sets the tone for the entire call. Don't get me wrong, I've had bad days. When I have bad days and I'm not upbeat, I don't make calls because guess what I project? People that are having bad days, you know, are going to come back to me. I'm going to get bad attitudes back, okay? So we make a good first impression. We, in that first few seconds, you see how we did that? Warm, sincere smile. And then we got their attention with $1,000 a day. So they're all ears now. Okay? Okay, so now, next thing we do is we ask, do you have 2 minutes right now? This is my script, guys. You're going to hear lots of other people's scripts. This is what just kind of flows from me. I don't really even look at a script anymore. I just say, do you have 2 minutes right now? So now they know it's a short conversation. They like me because I made a good first impression. $1,000 a day, so they don't want to let me go. So are they going to say no? No, they're going to say yes. Absolutely, I have 2 minutes, you know. Okay, great. And, guys, again, keep working with it. If you're getting, I don't have 2 minutes, you're not really getting that connection, just keep working on it. You'll get it. I got it. This is an extreme introvert that can do this, okay? So any of you guys can do this. Okay, and don't fear this process. Look forward to it. Hit it head on. Look forward to doing it and getting good at it. That was one of my big mistakes. Learn from my mistakes. You know, I was putting it off. That's why I had to do so many numbers, because I put off learning how to do it right. Okay. Now, a lot of times new people have a problem here. People will come back right then and they're going to say, "What's this all about?" Especially if you're nervous. I don't get this a whole lot, but new people get this. They'll come right back and say, what's this all about? Now, if they say that before, you've asked about the 2 minutes, okay? If they say that before you've said it, then just say, well, Tom, do you have 2 minutes right now to discuss this? He says yes. You take control back. You go right back into the questions, okay? But if you've already asked, let's say you already said, do you have 2 minutes right now? Okay, and then he comes back and he says, yes, tell me, what's this all about? Well, that used to be real awkward for me. But what I do is I just pause and I restate my question. I say, now, Tom, you did say you had 2 minutes to discuss this right now, right? And he goes, yes. And then I take control back and I go right back into my questions. It's always about, remember, you're the interviewer, not the interviewee. So you've got to keep control at all times. Now, that doesn't mean don't listen. You've got to listen and interact, but keep control. Remember, they're interviewing. And if they don't have that desire, that's when you need to cut them loose, okay? Okay, and my next question I ask is, could I ask, I always say it this way, could I ask what you do for a living right now? Could I ask what you do for a living right now? And I shut up, okay? Now, if you're getting a good connection and this guy has desire, he's usually, I mean, sometimes they tell you their life story. Sometimes you can't get them to shut up. But usually if they're eager, they're going to tell you real quick, you know, hey, I've got this job, I hate it, you know, or I got downsized, I'm in between, whatever's going on with them, or I had a business, I lost it, you know, I've been struggling. They're going to tell you what's going on. I always ask sub-questions, okay? You know, like if they're a teacher, you know, what grade you teach, you know, you offer the summer if it's summertime, that kind of thing. You know, just ask little interacting things about what they do. I like to always learn about different, you know, professions and things too. So, and, you know, also another thing I do is I like to joke with them, get them to laugh, okay? So a lot of times I'll do something like, it might be a profession like a teacher or, you know, something where I know that they're not generating six figures, okay? So, and I'll say something, well, that pays six figures, right? Doesn't it? You know? And they're going to say, no, I wish, you know, and they laugh and they'll say, that's why I'm calling you. you know, more like half of that or a third of that, you know. So, you know, if you can get them to laugh, guys, you're starting to make a friend there. Lighten it up. Remember, have fun. Humor never hurts, okay? So if you see an opportunity for that, the more fun you have, the more you do that, the more connections you make, okay? Okay, next question. If they haven't already answered it, and they usually do, but if they haven't already answered it, what is motivating you right now to explore other options, other things, okay? And really listen for the desire here, and you guys, you want to write this down. You know, they hate the job, not enough money. You know, they might have lost their job. They've been downsized. That might have happened to them several times, okay? You know, time freedom, independence. They never see their kids. All these things, these are big motivators. You know, just working tons of hours. So sometimes somebody makes a lot of money already, but their desire is to replace that with something where they can have a life. So that's also another form of desire, not just the money desire, but, you know, being able to have a life and be able to keep their lifestyle, but, you know, not have to work so many hours. That's what we've got here, okay? So now if they don't open up with me, I want to get to the root of the question, okay? I want to know. Sometimes people say, well, I was just looking. I happened upon an ad, and I responded. Well, that doesn't tell me anything. So, you know, you might want to jog their memory, you know, get them to open up a little more. Do you have kids? Do you want to work from home? You know, why are you looking? Get down to the why, okay, and write that down, okay? Once you get that why down, you can ask the magic question. And it's a good idea. Let's say Tom wants to work from home and see his kids. He's envious of me because I work from home and he's working 12 hours a day, okay, or 13 or whatever, as a car salesman, or he's a CEO and he never gets home, or he travels all the time, you know. When I ask the question, I'll go ahead and insert that then. And my basic question that I ask here is, and you guys have, you know, very similar on your script, you know, I say, Tom, if I can show you a proven system where you can generate over $1,000 a day, return and phone calls just like this one, would it be worth 25 minutes of your time to learn how? Well, duh. You know, of course he's going to say yes. If we got this far, he's definitely saying yes, right? Now, if he says, you know, he wants to work from home, I'm going to say, if I can show you a proven system where you can generate over $1,000 a day returning phone calls just like this one, 100% from your home, you know, I'm going to throw that in there, would it be worth 25 minutes of your time to learn how? Okay? Or, and quit that job or whatever, you know, you can throw that in there. So now that's exactly, well, of course, that's exactly what I'm looking to do, okay? So, and if you guys, if you don't get a quick yes there, there's a problem. That's when you need to start thinking about cutting them loose. You know, I'm sorry this isn't for you, or I can't work with you, or I'm not hearing desire, whatever you want. But you need to move on. If you're not hearing a quick yes, it better be a quick yes. Okay? Now you say, great, do you have a pen and paper? I need more water here. Okay. Okay, so you need a pen and paper. I have a live information call at blah, 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 blah. Now, when you're doing your interview, ask questions. If they're at work, I'll go ahead and ask in my little sub-questions. I'll say, if I think they're at work, I'll say, are you at work? Sometimes they say, well, no, I've got a day off today. You know, if it's during the week, usually they're at work, but many times I have somebody, they've got a day off, and I didn't know that. They're at home, they can go to the 3 p.m. call. Great. You know, or they're at work, and they have, oh, you know, they'll say, well, yeah, it's kind of tough to talk here. I'll ask them, can you talk? Can you speak freely? I'll say that. And listen, and they, well, no, it's kind of hard to talk here. Okay, so I'm not going to schedule them on a call during the day. I'm not even going to throw that option out, okay? That's going to be an evening call. But if he says to me, you know, hey, oh, yeah, I've got my own office. I kind of do my own thing, you know. Well, great. I'm going to schedule them on a 3 p.m. call, okay? So I'm going to schedule them on the very, very next call, okay? So give them the number. Next thing I say is, you know, be sure to dial in 5 minutes early. Okay, so you don't get a busy signal. If you do get a busy signal, hang up and dial back in. And why do I say that? Because it's possible for them to get a busy signal. What also does that tell them? There's lots of people. That's exciting. Okay? There's not just going to be one or two people on this call. There are going to be a lot of people on the call, so we just told them that in that short little sentence, okay? Next thing I say, let me give you my number so you'll be able to get back in touch with me. And then I give them my number, blah, blah, blah. So let me repeat that. Let me give you my number so you'll be able to get back in touch with me. And when you say it that way, they're kind of getting the idea that you're not too attached to them. This is so they can get a hold of you. You're not saying, oh, geez, when can I call you back at 4, when I, you know, whatever. And this, guys, again, this is how I do it, okay? Okay, so, and they're getting the idea you're not going to chase them. And you keep posture, everything that you say, okay? Here's my number so you can get back in touch with me, okay? Now, I always leave a call on a very postured, kind of a takeaway type of thing. And I'll say, now, I've scheduled a call. I gave him my number, told him that he could get back to me, right? And I say, Tom, we don't do any selling or explaining or convincing here. And the best thing about our system, and I'll kind of giggle here because I just love it, is we don't have to chase anybody. They chase us. Okay? I love that part. And I giggle. And, you know, if they've ever been in sales before or anything like that, they're like, oh, my gosh, you're kidding. I spent hours and hours following up and chasing and negativity and blah. They remember that. It was awful. And they hear that, you know. And I'll say, you know, I'm not going to be calling you. So don't lose my number, okay? And, Tom, if your light bulb goes on like mine did when I heard that call, call me back as quick as you can. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I get a lot of calls after that call. So you guys hear that posture? You hear what's going on there? It's true. I do. I get a lot of calls after the call. And, I mean, that's a reality. And I'm not chasing him. Another way you guys can leave the call, I like to mix things up. I don't want to get bored. Okay, so I like to mix things up. Annette, am I going a little too long here? I could go blah, blah on all day here. You there, Annette?
You're good to go.
Okay, okay, I'm keep going, guys. One thing I you can
you're
do,
doing
you guys,
good.
You guys
yeah,
may have heard, okay. You guys may have heard this, you know, other things I've been in other programs prior to this, but, you know, when you let them off the phone, you can do an ABC or a 1, 2, 3. And you can say, Tom, you know, when you get off that call here today, you're going to find you're one of three types of people. One, you are jumping up and down ready to go, just like I was, okay? Or, you know, two, you could do the ABC or 1, 2, 3. So, you know, A, you love it, you're jumping up and down. B, you've got some additional questions, that's okay too. Or a C, it's not for you. Just give me a quick call after the call. If you're an A or B, I'll call you back as soon as I can. If you're a C, I won't be calling you back. Posture, okay? They like that. Matter of fact, guys, the lady I just started this morning, she just told me, I was signing her up right as you guys were doing intros. I didn't make it on the intros. And she said to me, she said, you know the reason I started? And I said, no, what was it? She says, because you told me you're never going to call me again. She says, I hate sales, okay? So now, I know a lot of you guys, you've been in sales. It gives you the heebie-jeebies to not do follow-up. If you want to do follow-up, you know, make sure it's just a quick, you know, just one quick, that you don't chase them. You can remove the part that says, I'm not going to call you, but do all the other stuff. Tell them to call you so it's assumed that you're not going to be calling them, that they need to call you, that you're busy and successful. And just don't say, I'm not going to call you. I actually say that. I will not be calling you. You know, if you want to participate, you know, you have to call me. But if you do that and you call them, do just a quick, especially if you're not in lead abundance, you might want to do just a quick, got a little bug flying around my head here. You might want to do a quick elimination call. You can just call them real quick and say, wasn't that call awesome? You know, we did the back end of the call last week, but wasn't that call awesome? And then listen. You could rate them scale of 1 to 10, and you only keep anything from a 7 or above. That's it, okay? And if you don't get them, that's it. Leave a message. You're done, okay? No chasing, okay? Now, I want to talk about some of the other questions that you might get. We talked about the one at the beginning that stumps most new people, which is when they interrupt you and what's this all about, you know. Can't you tell me anymore? Some people will be persistent through the call. The more posture you have, the less you're going to get this, okay? How much money have you made? How do you get paid here? How do you make the money? You know, can't you explain this to me? Explain this to me in 10 words or less. You get all that kind of stuff. I just love that one. Explain this to me in 10 words or less. Cut to the chase, you know, yeah, right, okay. So your response, guys, you know, I'll say something. I'm going to give you a few things that I do, and again, I mix it up. I just kind of wing it right now. I used to always have to have this stuff scripted, and I recommend you do have it scripted right now until it just becomes a little hat for you. But, you know, I'll just say, you know what, Tom, I don't know about you, but I like working smart, not hard. So instead of doing this presentation all day one-on-one myself, okay, that would take all day long. I can contact several people in just a couple of hours and direct them to this information call, and they get it all right the first time. Okay? So I'll do that. Another response I do, you know, Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. Are you looking for something that was difficult where you have to sell and explain all day long? Because that's not what we have here, okay? All we do is direct people to that call. That's it. You know, you can say, you know, Tom, I would love to do that for you, but if I did that, I wouldn't get to this other 100 people I've got here to call. You know, if you're more comfortable with short responses, that's fine, you know. Let them know, you know, frankly, I have hundreds of people to call back here. If I explained this one-on-one to you, I wouldn't be able to get back to them. And I'd be on the phone all day. That wouldn't be very, you know, I wouldn't be working smart. That'd be working hard and dumb, okay? Those are all good. Sometimes I like to have fun with them. If they keep asking questions, I'll start laughing, and I'll say, Tom, you almost got me there. You keep asking questions, but that's not how this works. You're putting the cart before the horse, okay? Lighten it up a little bit. You almost got me. You almost got me, okay? They'll laugh. You know, okay, they tried. You know, you get a good laugh out of it, okay? You know, so I'll do that. And then now if they ask for the website, again, your job is to get them to the call, okay? You get them to the call, then they can have the website. So if they want the website, say that's step two. You're putting the cart before the horse. I want you to see the system exactly how it works. I listen to the call first. You got to listen to the call first, okay? So that's step two. You got to call me back to get that, okay? Okay, now the next question I want to cover, this is the one I had, you guys might not have the most problems with, but when I was new to the industry, I had a heck of a time with this question, how much does it cost? And I blew it so many times. This response, guys, it works every time. Okay, I'm going to make you wait till I drink a glass of water here. Okay, so I say, Tom, that's the beauty of our system here. We have a place for absolutely everybody, whether you're flat broke or make it happen. That's it. They never bother me again. Now, I don't say levels. Don't say levels. You'll be busted. They're going to say, what's the minimum level? What level did you come in at? Okay, so don't do that. You know, just say, Tom, that's the beauty of our system here. We have a place for absolutely everybody to get started, or you could say to participate, whether you're flat broke or make it happen. Okay? You could say flat broke or rich, whatever you want. That's what I say. Works every time. They don't bother me again. I had a lady, she's probably on the call here today, a few days ago, and four times in interviews she told me she didn't have any money. Okay? I have new folks that call me. She, by the way, she started the next day. She told me four times in the interview that she didn't have the money. I didn't worry about it. I said, that's no problem. You know, and I got her to the call. I did my job. She can decide if it's worth the money, if she wants to get the money. You know, I have new folks, and they'll tell me, oh, yeah, I didn't send them to the call because she didn't have any money. Ha! You know, guys never believe it. This gal started at $3,500 the next day. Okay? Lots of people say they don't have the money. That means that they don't have it sitting on their desktop there. Okay? They don't have it sitting beside them. Maybe they're in a financial crisis, but if they're resourceful, if they get to the call and they believe, they see this, they're going to find the money, okay? So never believe it. Don't buy into that no money thing, okay? Sorry, guys, I got another phone ringing here. Okay, so money, we never worry about that. That works all the time. Now they're like, okay, well, I want to go to the call because it's something I haven't heard before. Okay, but then you come back with your question and take control of the interview. Remember, it's always about you've got to keep control of the interview, okay? Okay. Message machines, guys, you know, I don't, like the first time around, I'm just dialing. It depends on how much time I have, but usually I just dial and don't even leave messages the first time around. And, you know, I heard, I think it was Michelle on a call earlier this week, and she said, you know, they're going to picture themselves doing what you're doing. So if you're calling them every 30 minutes, okay, and they see that on the caller ID, they don't want nothing to do with this. So don't be doing that. That's why you want to be in lead abundance, okay? So, but you call them the first time around and maybe a second time, and by the time you get to the third time, you should leave a message, you know. If you're getting a good response on messages, go ahead and do it. I just find that the regular message response is just, it's not even worth it. I get as many callbacks just on them seeing my caller ID as I do leaving the messages, so I don't bother. I just let it ring three times, and boom, I'm on to the next one, okay? But the one I like to leave is when I leave the message is the last call message, because that one gets their attention. Remember, get their attention. So what I do is I'll do the same thing I do with the interview, and I'll be like, hi, Tom, this is Juliana returning your call about generating at least $1,000 a day. Okay, if I smile, I get the 1,000 a day, got his attention, right? You know, Tom, I don't have time to chase people here. I've got hundreds of calls here, so this will be my only message, or you can say this will be my last call. So, Tom, if you are serious about generating over $1,000 a day, you need to call me. Here's my number, blah, 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 hang up. And that's it. That's why I leave. That gets a good response, okay? All right, so I'm trying to think if I didn't cover any questions. Oh, how much money have you made? You know, I love that question, you know. I wanted to ask me that question. How much money have you made? But, you know, I've got so much posture, they already know I'm doing good, okay, so they don't ask me. But new people, you guys are fearing that question. You're like, oh, my gosh, they're going to ask how much money I've made, you know. You know, I can say the same thing you can. I say, you know, this is awesome. You don't want to know about how much I'm making. I'm doing awesome here. You want to know what others are doing. We have people generating thousands of dollars a week, thousands of dollars a day here. You can say the same thing I can say, okay? There's no reason to fear it. Just write down your responses, rehearse them, okay? It's really important for you to not fear the questions, and learn those responses so that you welcome them. Welcome them so you can get good at them, and then you can get good at this interview. If you don't fear the questions and you're going, okay, come on, ask me how much it costs so I can try this out. You know, this works. Juliana said this works. I'm going to try this out. And you start welcoming those, and you see how easy it is to handle them. You don't fear them anymore. Now your interview is going to go through so smooth. Just rehearse them. Have them, like what I always used to do, I'd have them really more prominent than my script. I would have all my little, you know, responses and in my wording so that it was comfortable for me. Okay? And then one last thing I wanted to cover with you guys is I have fun. Of course, you know, you guys know I like to have fun doing this, so I give people ratings for fun. I'll give them ratings kind of how the interview went, how they scored, like I'm interviewing for a job, you know, I'm the CEO. And I want you guys to guess what my highest rating that I give anyone who gets the highest rating. Really made a connection with this person. So if we'll go ahead and open up the lines, Annette, see if we have, I don't know if we have time for questions. But can you guys guess what my highest rating I give is?
8.
20.
Are we there?
10.
10?
Juliana, 20.
8.
Any other guesses?
3,500.
A smiley face. They get a smiley face. That's the best rating I give. You know, we really have to make a connection, and they get a smiley face. I can look back on their little notes beside them, and they got a smiley face. And you know how many of the smiley faces call me back? Lots. A higher percentage of those. I just had to share that with you guys. It's fun. Okay? All right. So, Annette, I don't know if you want to cover anything or if we have time for questions.
I think we've got a couple of questions, time for maybe about 2 or 3 questions real quick. Juliana, you did an awesome job. You really brought the power today on Friday. Hope
Darren
you all got
Seattle.
A lot. We had record numbers on this call today. So, Juliana, you hit it up the ballpark, darling.
Awesome.
Got 2 or 3, we got about time for maybe 2 or 3
Darren
questions.
Darren in Seattle.
Hey, Darren.
How are you doing this morning?
Awesome. How about you?
All right. What do you do when you get a bunch of people that tell you they're going to sign on and then they don't?
Well, okay, so after the call, they're telling you they're going to sign on?
Yeah.
Do they have questions after the call?
I've had about 8 or 10 of them tell me I'm in, and then they don't follow through with it.
Okay, did you hear my after the call?
Actually, I had a call wait come in and sign.
No, well, I mean, I think last week I did after the call. The thing is, if you have someone call you back after the call, and they say I'm in, and they don't have questions, your antennas better be up. They better have some questions. And if they don't, you make sure that you cover what this is all about and go over them because, you know, maybe they're a little dumbfounded. But if they just say, if I've had people do that to me before and they say I'm in and then they don't follow through, they're just trying to say what you want to hear and then they're gone and you never hear from them again. I mean, a serious person, a person with desire, they're going to call you back. They are going to have questions. They want to know how they get paid, how they sign up, any additional fees, where they get their leads, okay? I mean, they want to know all that stuff, the levels, the one-up. They want to know how that stuff works, you know. So that's what you should be hearing. And if you've got that desire and you've covered that back end of the call, then you're not going to get much of that. Once in a while, you have people that don't follow through, but it shouldn't be the norm. You may be nervous on the back end and not really covering that fully, and they're not feeling that confidence, so they're not following through.
Juliana, Alexander the Great.
Hey, Alexander, how are you?
Excellent. Thank you so much for a wonderful job. You know, one of the things that I say when a person asks me, well, if this program is so good, how much money are you making? My answer to that question is, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. That works if you're making a dollar a day, or that will work if you're making $10,000 a
That's
day.
That's excellent. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good advice, you guys.
Juliana, Vito from New Jersey.
Who is that, Vito?
Yeah.
Hey, Vito.
Juliana, thank you for stepping up and sharing. And all I have to say is increase. Every day we listen to you guys, it's increase, increase, increase for us. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
Juliana, John in Baton Rouge.
John, how are you?
Great. Thanks for all you do. And,
well, you're welcome.
What, do you still use 10 phone lines?
No. No, I do it the smart way instead of the hard way now.
Okay.
That was breaking through my fear. Like I said, I was too afraid to learn how to handle these things. I remember hearing trainers, and they would say how to handle a question, but when I would do it, it wouldn't work that way because I really didn't listen. You know, I was just afraid to really learn it right. You know, I was nervous, and so I had to make up for numbers in what I lacked in skill.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Juliana, Malkeisha in Virginia.
Who is that?
Malkeisha in Virginia.
Malkeisha?
Malkeisha.
Malkeisha.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. I just want to thank you for being my role model. You have helped me immensely with this activity, and I just want to bless you a billion times over, and I hope you have tremendous success beyond what you're already doing.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm glad I can help. Like I said, I like to appeal to the new people because I went through those struggles, and, you know, I appreciate your comments.
Okay, we're about that time, and, man, the hour of power is here, and it's already gone. It's time to get started, get going, and I'm going to tell you, Juliana, you did an awesome job today. I mean, I think I even learned some new stuff today. That's what's so good, and I do the little smiley face thing, too. I love that part. So, Juliana, thank you so much for stepping out and helping all of us, new, old, and everybody in between.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Awesome day here Friday, so thank you so much, Juliana. Hey, everybody, let's go out and make it a great day. We've got one great super-duper call. It's absolutely packed out. And I want you all to just say thank you, Juliana.
Juliana. Thank you, Juliana.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's what we're talking
about.
Thank you,
Thanks, guys. Okay.
Juliana.
Thank you. On your mark, get set, ready, let's go. We got one great call today. We see you guys on the call. Make it a great day. Let's start and help a whole lot of people today. Bless y'all. We see you back here on Saturday tomorrow. Bye, everybody. It's Annette in L.A. saying bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Goodbye.